Sitting governors almost never offer testimony before legislative committees, but extraordinary circumstances call for extraordinary measures. And after the glitch-filled rollout of the state's most ambitious health care reform to date, Peter Shumlin made a rare appearance before the House and Senate committees on health care to assuage lawmakers' concerns. Shumlin doesn't downplay the severity of the problems with the new health insurance website.
I said at the beginning of this process that for those who wanted to focus on the negative, there would be no shortage of material. The website limped out of the gate and is only now beginning to hit its stride. The contractors we hired to build it have underperformed at every turn.
And Shumlin acknowledges Vermonters do have reason to question whether Democrats should continue down the road towards single payer.
I know that we have work to do to restore Vermonters' confidence in our ability to get health care right.
But the governor says the problems have only reinforced his belief in the need for a complete overhaul of the state's $5 billion health care industry.
So let me be very clear. I have never been more convinced of the need to keep moving forward. I have never been more certain that we're on the right path. And I've never been more committed to ushering in America's first universal, affordable, publicly financed healthcare system right here in Vermont.
Opponents of single payer, though, say the exchange's issues should serve as an early warning for the governor's big picture plans. Darcy Johnston is the co-founder of Vermonters for Healthcare Freedom.
Because the big story here is that we couldn't do the easy part at all successfully, which was the exchange. So now we're moving on to the hard part with no safety net underneath us. It's a tough, tough road economically, and I don't see how we get there.
Addison Senator Claire Eyre is a Democrat and the chairwoman of the Senate Committee on Health and Welfare. Given the latest problems, Eyre says some Democrats in the Senate will need convincing that the state is still on the right path.
In the middle is this group of about 15 to 20 people who really need to understand it, and they're the ones who are the most shaken by the huge bumps in the road we've had rolling out the exchange.
Republicans are promising to keep a close eye on the single-payer proposal and how the governor plans to pay for it. Milton Republican Dawn Turner is House Minority Leader.
We feel that the administration has spent way too much money studying this and have not come forth with an actual proposal. If the governor cannot tell Vermonters how much it's going to cost and how it's going to be paid for, then we're not going to support any more money until they do that.
Shumlin won't say yet what tax or taxes would be used to finance single payer, but administration officials say some ideas may be discussed later in the session. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld in Montpelier.